Mr. President, Director General, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Zambian delegation wishes to express our heartfelt congratulations on your election as President of the 69th World Health Assembly, and Zambia has the confidence on your leadership of this assembly. We would also like to thank the Director General and her team for her leadership and for the speech articulating the priority issues in global public health and in the context of the SDGs. Further, Mr. President, would like to thank all previous speakers on the contributions made so far. Madam DG and your team, during your tenure, we have seen an increase in access to ARVs by patients with HIV, and this has greatly increased life expectancy and improved the quality of life for these patients. Zambia thanks you and your team for the intervention in our sister countries who are afflicted by the Ebola virus. And we urge that the lessons learned during the epidemic will form part of the WHO reforms in emergency preparedness, and thus we welcome the formation of the new emergency program. Mr. President, let me share a few highlights from Zambia. Zambia recognizes the need to strengthen the delivery of public health services, and has thus set up a National Public Health Institute as one of the strategies to achieve this. Zambia is working on a social health insurance that will contribute to the attainment of universal health coverage for the people in Zambia. Mr. President, Madam DG, distinguished delegates, recognizing the burden of NCDs and malignancies, Zambia has approved the first National Cancer Control Strategic Plan 2016 to 2021. And this emphasizes the screening of cervical and breast cancers, as well as retinoblastoma. It also has the early diagnosis and treatment of cancer patients. And to this effect, Zambia has just completed construction of the second phase of the Cancer Diseases Hospital, which will provide comprehensive cancer care and a scale-up of the cervical cancer screening nationwide. We have also introduced the HPV vaccine in Zambia, and this has actually gone quite advanced. Madam DG, during your tenure, we recognize the World Health Assembly 68/15 resolution on universal access to surgery and anesthesia at primary health level. This will greatly improve access to surgical care and anesthesia by our population. Zambia is completing the first surgical obstetric and anesthesia plan this year. I also wish to mention that Zambia attained the MDG 4 on reducing the child mortality and improving child survival. We also successfully conducted the switch of the trivalent OPV to bivalent OPV in line with the global polio elimination strategy. We thank the DG and her team for her able leadership in her two terms, for ably contributing to the improvement of global health services. We wish you well in your future endeavors, and we call upon you in future for your leadership. I thank you, Mr. President.